punch in the face.
Who's this week's jackass? A disgrace. It's time for the weekly punch in the face.
There you go, everybody. Brought to you by our friends at Custom
Climates.
HVAC. God, you need them. You need them when it gets cold. You need them when it gets hot. They will help you out. Custom Climates HVAC, ladies and gentlemen. Weekly punch in the face. You know what you got. You get your choices. You get, of course, the traditional punch, you know, which is solid. Also, we let you, I mean, this might result in more injury, but the shovel to the head. I love that because it's got the, oh my God, Karen, he just hit someone else at accounting. Oh. And of course, this. Chuck Norris does that. So you get those. That's what's on the menu today. No last names, no business names, everybody. Okay? Don't vary from the choices. All right? But you can join us if you'd like to punch somebody at 888-556-7625 or 603-431-ROCK. Text away at 82945. Greg Roadkill Laura at morningbuzz.com if you want to send an email, you know, or a Gmail. Okay?
Oh.
Kelly, who do you want to punch? I'll go to you first, man.
I guess I'll punch Major League Baseball in the face. I know it's not last year. We were into it last year, but they got to do something to speed up the games and, you know, and they're show the whole World Series and some kids won't even get to see a game because they start the damn games at 8:40.
They're not helping themselves. In a world where our patience level is growing shorter and shorter by the moment, they're not helping themselves.
Get the pitch clock going.
I get an argument with my brother about it all the time. You know, it's the, what's the name of the game? The Game of Kings. What was the name that they called it? There's a name for it. No. It's a name like...
Candyland?
No.
Monopoly.
Break the ice?
All right, forget it. Anyway, Scotty, who do you want to punch in the face?
I want to give an eye poke to all the employees that will be working with Kelly Brown in the future. Get ready to be alone. Okay. Most events, he wanders off and leaves when he wants to.
I just asked the listeners to stick to the menu, but you go for the eye poke.
I want to go to
the clearly, we're actually off in the shovel. So there you go. Laura, who do you want to punch in the face?
I want to shovel all the birds that are eating those red berries that are pooping directly on my car. It's in the fall, they eat the different colored berries, so it's no longer white. It's like red and seedy.
I understand, Laura. You don't need to break it down chemically for me and describe the consistency of it.
Maybe they're trying to fill in the artwork on the side of your car.
Mine is this. It's a left turn. You don't have to go 2 miles an hour just to navigate a turn, to pull into a street. For God's sake, can you just ease into it? Like, pull over to the right side of the road and ease into it. But you don't have to almost stop and stop the entire line of traffic because you can't navigate a turn. And then I think, like, what are they, 90? And then I get up alongside them and I see it's somebody that's my age. And I'm like, what is wrong with you? Learn how to turn! Okay? Sorry, it's a little gripe. I know. Got aggressive. Jeez. I apologize. Okay? Start off with a couple of texts here. I'd like to hit George in his big dumb head with a shovel. Wow.
Wow, that's right.
A big dumb head.
Dan from Sunapee would like to punch his car for costing him over $600 in repairs, and it still has issues.
I'm going to punch Paul in the face for becoming a super loser douche lately. Ooh, the super loser. Super loser douche.
SLD.
Yeah, you don't want to do that.
Punch my need to collect every Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle collectible action figure I can get my hands on.
Oh, boy.
Like punch the end of camping season.
Okay. I'd like to give our company safety lady a shovel in the head for saying we can't wear a hoodie sweatshirts because they are unsafe. You know what? Those are the kind of things that give people jobs. Like, making up rules like that, and maybe it does keep you safe, and maybe they're right.
Well, if it gets caught on something.
But there's always that, would a shirt not get caught on something?
Yeah, but you get the hook, you know, in the back. It's like a big hook.
What?
It is.
Okay. All right. Maybe she's right. But at the same time, people like that, it's a reason to have a job sometimes. Let's go to Nick is going to start us off. Nick, who do you want to punch us in the face? Who do you want to punch in the face?
Those three little brats that started the Salem witch trials. So making it hard to drive through Salem.
Mm-hmm. You know, those three little brats that lied.
Yeah.
Like, I listened to the podcast about the Salem witch trials. It was all lies. And nobody sat there and had the balls to look at those girls and go, they're lying for attention.
Would everybody just smarten up and realize these teams? People died because of that.
If you had the balls, you might have got strung up as well. Man.
I know, but that's just so stupid in retrospect.
Hopefully traffic's not that bad.
We should do an over-under on more or less time than you going to the fair. How much time? Because he's
good
going
luck,
to Salem.
Man. Good luck. Tomato Johnny is on the phone, Scotty.
Who do you want to punch in the face?
I want to punch the scumbag drunk driver that ran down my mailbox on Governor's Road in Milton last Friday night. If you have any sack, you'll come back and pay me for the damage you did, you piece of filth.
I thought we were cutting a wrestling promo.
I thought he was going to just go
on. What you going to do, brother?
I didn't think he was going to swear, and he wasn't. Let's go to Ed, Laura.
Hey, Ed, who do you want to punch in the face?
Yeah, I like to poke Billy in the eye for putting me on hold and forgetting about me. So when I called back, it was busy the whole time. Hang up the damn phone.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Let me see. I'd like to punch Roadkill in the face for giving the late guy crap this morning after he gave his girlfriend the wrong directions and made her an hour late.
Shut up.
I'd like to punch my smart house for making me feel stupid. Okay, let me see here. I want to dropkick my wife for asking for an open marriage, but doing it before asking. So she went out and had an open marriage and then said, hey, what do you think about an open marriage? Okay, yeah, that's problematic.
Okay.
Punch Kelly Brown for stealing all the women. Leave some for the rest of us, you friggin' savage.
Wow.
Okay? Yeah,
okay.
Randy would like to shovel cancer in the head.
Oh my God. Kidding me?
Punch Nicole in the face. Told you I'd get 50-50 custody. Good try not letting me.
That got real.
Just keep it real.
I can't punch today. I'm too happy that Walter and Reagan won the Game of Thrones.
Punch everyone who needs to stop on a ramp just to merge onto the highway. Same people that stop on a turn. I was behind somebody the other day, and they slowed down to like 5 miles an hour when they clearly could have made an easy turn in at maybe 15 miles an hour and not stop the flow of traffic. But they get even with the road, and then they turn. Did you fail the driver's test? I don't understand. Sorry. I don't know how people drive. Like, why don't you get it? Learn from the people around you.
Come on.
I'd like to punch Josh in the face for overhandling my steak.
Okay.
I'd like to punch Andy, lay Andy the trash man in the face. Get out of your truck, you bitch.
Okay. Whoa.
Yeah. You know the guy's on the back of the truck and he's texting about the guy that's in the front of the truck who isn't doing any work, you know? How do they decide that? Is that a lottery? Who gets to drive one day? Is there always the same driver? You know?
No idea.
I don't know.
Well, I'd like to hit my brother-in-law with a shovel because he makes my head hurt.
Ed is on the phone, Laura.
Hey, Ed, who do you want to punch in the face? Hey, we already had an Ed.
Hey, good morning, guys.
I'm
going to punch the scumbag landlord Steve right in his mouthpiece. I had to edit that, I know.
All right.
Because he doesn't maintain any property, and
okay. He's
it for me to do.
Got to maintain the property. Nick is on the phone, Scotty.
Hey, Nick, who do you want to punch in the face?
What's up?
I'd like to give an eye poke to Jane Lee for having such a fabulous evening.
I have to say that every time I hear the what's up, my first reaction is, God, that's so old. And then I laugh because it's still damn funny.
Alive.
I still love it. It's not old.
Punch my girlfriend for not agreeing when I called that girl hot.
Dave would like to shovel safety Brandon in the head because I know he doesn't wear his bump cap.
Punch Alex in the face for taking all my money.
Throat chop Knuckles so he can't run his mouth anymore. Lil bitch. Okay.
I want to punch the people in Chichester who use the new center turning lane to pass people. Oh, yeah, I'm with you, Stephanie.
Please punch Kelly Brown for complaining how Greg defends his house on 24/7. Greg, you should shoot that gun in any direction you want. Well, thank you.
saying you don't want to shoot it downstairs and kill somebody who's down there or your dog.
I understand what you were saying. You
just, it doesn't sound like you do.
You get all
buddy.
Wound up and you don't listen sometimes.
Fire
you know?
The gun and then ask questions later.
I want to shovel slap that storm, shook the trees, blew its nuts all over my car, and I have thousands of dents
acorns.
All over.
Massive acorns.
You had me, it blew the nuts all over my car.
Yeah, you had, Laura's reading it like, yeah.
No, I don't think he was trying to be.
I know. But you, as an adult, you read that and you go, oh, that's pretty double entendre. But not you.
Well, because I've been in a hailstorm before. I know we have all the dents.
It's a legit thing he said, but you said it and I watched both
these
guys' heads go.
1,000+ dents all over my car.
That's a lot.
You know we're immature.
Yes.
So, you know what? It's not our fault. Yeah. It's your fault.
My fault for reading an email.
You know they're immature, so you make adjustments, not them. I love it. All right, well, that's it. That's all we have time for.